It's the Gong!
We might have that wonderful thing happen, like a miracle. And when a man feels like creating, he'll just create.
So I pulled one of my classic, just all day recording sessions, trying to basically articulate this song idea, and oh my god, it was frustrating as hell. It's been a really long time since I tried to record a song, and my performances were horrible. I literally could not get through a performance without numerous mistakes, and then I was just cursing, you know, as loud as possible. Yeah, I don't know. I tried several different ways of recording this song. I tried playing electric guitar and singing at the same time live and panning, you know, the vocals hard left and the guitar hard right so I could get them onto two separate tracks. And then, you know, with the thought I was going to add bass and drums after that and see what happens. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get through the performance without just making mistakes or forgetting lyrics. And I mean, in the way that I do things, I don't like piecing things together. I'm lazy, I guess. I just want to be able to pick up my guitar, plug it in, sing into the microphone, do the whole thing live, and essentially be most of the way done just like that. And then be able to just do some overdubs and be done with it in one sitting. And a lot of times that's what happens, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And even if I struggle, I want to be done basically in one sitting. I want to get it all done. And it was just a nightmare. So then I went to the acoustic guitar. I finally got, you know, a fairly decent vocal performance, although not perfect, not really super inspired, but good enough, I thought, to sort of move on. And then I, you know, overdubbed the electric guitar, and I did, you know, my little drum machine to do a drum beat with it. And oh my god, the bass. You know, I played bass in a band for years. It's just amazing just how absolutely terrible I am as a bass player, especially when it comes to recording. I clam up. I just can't hit a performance without screwing up. And it got to the point where I was literally just playing, you know, one note, hitting the root note over and over again and not doing any sort of, you know, elaborations on it, which is exactly what I didn't envision. I envisioned doing all sorts of sort of heavy, elaborate bass lines because the song was so sparse. I thought, oh, I'll hit it up on the bass line and do a little more rolling and rocking there. But I just basically couldn't pull it off. So anyway, I ended up just doing a very basic crap bass line. And then somewhere along the line, I accidentally recorded over my acoustic guitar track. And I just, you know, I was like just cursing up a storm. So that was just unavailable then. So I had no choice in mixing whether or not to use that track. And you can hear a little acoustic guitar on the vocal track because it sort of bled through, but I basically, you know, ruined my whole acoustic guitar thing. And I was just like, fuck it. That makes it all the more simple. And this is how I operate with songs. It's like the mistakes lead to some way of covering up the mistake that then feels like it was meant to be, I guess. So that decided it for me. I wouldn't have acoustic guitar. And then, you know, I was done with the song, and it felt, because the performances were so safe and I didn't, you know, I just didn't do anything very exciting. It just seemed to, I don't know, I was a little bit bored with it. And then, and this always happens, and I get the idea for reasons that I just can't fathom. I want, you know, a French toddler's voice talking on this. And don't ask me. I mean, I just don't know. I just, you know, little kids talking or something over it. Maybe it's just because the song is really somber and the lyrics, you know, are really about death and dying. I figured I just need to do something else here. And I found this video of a little French girl telling a story you know, about Winnie the Pooh and a magic hippopotamus or something. And I found it really charming. And then I'm, oh, I gotta slip that in there somehow. And then that takes, you know, an hour to figure out how I'm gonna work that in and what parts of the song. And then for some reason, I need to do a video with this too. And for me, a video is, you know, just trying to steal something off of YouTube that's, you know, not gonna be too much of a blatant copyright move. And to be honest with you, I have zero respect for copyright laws. I mean, I quote unquote steal little tidbits all the time. And I just don't care. I don't care if people take my stuff. I mean, I'm not profiting off anything I'm doing. And I definitely resent feeling like, oh, I can't take this little tiny sound bite from a movie or something because I'm going to get sued or kicked off of YouTube or something. So the last video I made, I found some silent film footage that was from 100 years ago. I figured, oh, that's, you know, in the public domain at this point. So I look for some silent movie footage, and pretty much right away I find this silent footage of Jamaica from like 102 years ago. And it was really actually pretty interesting. The film footage was taken like from the back of a train as the train is rolling. And I don't know, I just found it to be haunting and kind of interesting, and the way that it fit with the song and the French girl telling the story. I just, you know, in my own mind, I'm thinking, this has to be this. You know, this song is not going to be done until all these things come together just perfectly. And I'm just, you know, pushing and pushing. I haven't, like, even, like, taken a piss in, you know, 4 hours or something. I'm starving. My wife gets home, you know, sees I got that look in my eyes. I haven't showered. And I just kept pushing through till I got the thing done. And this, you know, this is my process. This is just how it works. And then at the end of it, I just felt this incredible sense of deflation or ennui, or I don't know what to call it. Just this sense of like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And I didn't even intend to share the song. Now, most of the things I've done lately, I haven't even shared. And I don't know why. I don't like post this stuff on Facebook or, you know, even the podcast. I'm doing nothing to promote it. And I just was reflecting on that and feeling just somewhat bummed. And it had this weird thing. I don't know. I'm 44 years old. And for some reason, because of just the culture that I was brought up in, it's almost like, you know, you feel embarrassed to try to do anything past a certain age. You know, in my 20s, I'm goofing around trying to be creative and somehow that's cool, but now it's just sad in some way. You know, oh, you're that guy, you're that 40-something-year-old guy who's trying to hang on to this, that, and the other thing. And then, of course, I fight against that. I'm like, fuck that. You know what? What should I do? Watch fucking sports? You know, fuck this. You know, and I want to just create for its own sake. And a lot of times that's good enough. But for some reason, I was just feeling like, God, what all this effort I put into this, and I'm for what, you know? And I wasn't really feeling that sense of fulfillment that I usually do. So then, yeah, I decided to put it on my Facebook page. Of course, I limit, you know, who can see it. I don't like family members and whatnot to see the weird stuff I do, because it's just embarrassing, you know, to have your mom and your Aunt Susie commenting on your art. And what I do confuses the shit out of them anyway, because it's not, you know, why don't you just play a nice song like, you know, Kenny Chesney or, you know, I don't know. I just don't do that. That's just not the way it works with me. It ends up being weird and sort of lo-fi, and it's not really something that you would tap your foot to or whatever. I don't know what the hell people are looking for, but anyway, so obviously I'm going to share the finished product here. I'll share the audio at the end of this podcast, and if you go on to headthegong.com, you can see the video and sort of see what the finished product was. And again, you know, I don't feel great about the musical performance. I sort of held back on a few notes. I missed a note here and there. And my production, you know, is probably over compressed and this, that. I mean, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. obviously. But, you know, so I did it. I felt like I needed to kind of get back on the horse and dive into this creative process again. So for now, I'll title the song Dust and Bones. It's up on my Bandcamp site. So, you know, you can check it out at headthegong.com. Shoot me an email, bob@headthegong.com. Or you can contact me on Twitter, @IsaacDust. If you have any feedback and whatnot, and we'll see this later on this week. Now that I sort of cranked out a song, I may start working on, you know, my writing projects or something. But so this is just a drawn out sort of window into my creative process and where I'm at. I hope you enjoy the song, and I'll check in with you next week.
C'était le matin, moi des dents sont les petits groupes se réveiller.
Come take my hand, my precious child. Don't let it go. Don't.
Pour que les gens qui sont morts au ciel.